Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 9:02. It's Friday. It's Michigan State Friday. Mike Valeni is as steeped in this game as anybody is. He'll be on today from 2 to 6 talking about it. Wojo will be joining him. Big Game Bob for the big game tomorrow in East Lansing. And Valenti joins us now right here. Mr. Valenti, genius sir, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning. What's going on?
It's a crisp fall Friday. I'm very excited.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be a rainy fall Saturday.
Sprinkles. Sprinkles.
That's fine for me. I don't have tickets anymore.
Oh, I know. But
Too bad for the people who are going to go sit up there on those benches.
Where are you watching the game, Mike? In the comfort of your basement?
Yep, you got it. A select guest list of people who actually know football will be invited, and that's it. This is a game you hunker down for.
Wow.
I don't like the social aspect of this game.
You don't watch for the commercials or the halftime show?
No, and I don't watch to hear from Michigan fans, even if I like them, and I don't need a bunch of people making a bunch of noise. It's about football and close friends, and that's it.
So
hunker down for this one.
That means Sully won't be there because he's a Michigan fan, and that's why I didn't get my invitation, I guess.
That is correct.
Okay.
Now, Sully might make a big mistake, honestly. He's thinking of wearing Michigan gear in the student section. And I told him, I said, look, it's not right, but it's real. That's a bad idea.
I agree
People
with you.
People don't know how to behave themselves. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to your girlfriend who's going to be with you. Just don't do it. But you know him. He has all the answers at age 24, so I'm going to let him do his own thing. All right, cool.
That's
he
our
comes
boy.
Back with a bruised forehead, you'll know why.
All right, Mike, I'm going to give you two scenarios of things that will happen, and you tell me which one you'd rather have happen, okay?
All right, yeah, I can live with that.
Michigan State wins. It's a hard-fought affair, a classic Michigan State game. Spartans prevail, we'll say 20-14, 20-16, something like that. D'Antonio's dominance continues. Harbaugh 1-3 against MSU, so on and so forth. No, and who? No guarantees where MSU goes from here. Maybe they lose to Ohio State. Who knows? Or
okay.
Say, don't that guy just cut you off?
No, I've got people laying on their horn and I'm in a turnaround, and I'm not sure why because it's a red light.
Oh, okay.
There's cars flying everywhere, but
all right,
whatever. I'm paying attention to you, Jamie.
Scenario two. The most ugly football game you've ever seen, a defensive struggle. Michigan comes out on top. Michigan State's offense does nothing. And after the game, Mark D'Antonio admits it's time to make a change, and Dave Warner's fired.
Scenario A.
Okay. I was just kind of measuring your distaste. And I didn't mention Warner signs a new six-year extension. I didn't mention that.
Oh, damn. Well, now you may have me making a difference. No, I mean, I get what you're doing. But, no, I mean, in the moment, I can't sit there and say no. I mean, the game just means too much. And it's because of what I do for a living, it's different. You know, for me, this is peace and quiet in the fall, or I have to listen to a sea of, you know, rats until Christmas. So
like Stoney.
I much prefer the win.
I mean, not to toot your own horn, but do you believe that this series, this rivalry has been amped up since you've been on these airwaves?
Wow, Stoney.
Because, I mean, granted, yeah. I think it has.
No, that's, Mike, that's crazy.
You're saying that Mike Hart was Mike Hart was responding to Mike Valenti?
No.
Exactly.
But not for the players, but the fan fervor.
Ah, okay.
That Mike has, you know, expertly spewed over the years has gotten Michigan fans all pissed off, and it's brought, you know, some bounce to Michigan State fans even before the actual dominance.
I can't do that.
Okay.
No, I think D'Antonio going there did, though. MSU not being an embarrassment did that. You know, those are legitimate things. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I always wonder what people expect. It's like your team loses 8 out of 10, and then they listen to the show, and they know I'm a Spartan, and they think I'm going to what? be nice. Like, that's people are weird, man. They really are. I just – I do what I do, and if my team plays well, I'm nice about it. And if they don't, I crush my own team. Look what I said after they lost Northwestern. I mean, it's just a strange thing. I think ultimately Michigan fan frustration is what has ratcheted this up. They can't play the card that they don't care. They hate losing to us, and they should, and that's okay. It's healthy. It's fun, and we hate losing to them. So, no, I think there's just been a very organic, natural progression of things that I have very little to do with, frankly.
All right, we did a topic about an hour ago about the what stat will stand out in this game and maybe determine the winner. Everybody knows the stat about the team that rushes for more yards. I said yards per attempt, because that will speak to a big play nature for the quarterback and also a consistent nature for a quarterback putting up yardage. Stoney basically put it on the shoulders of Felton Davis. Big game by Davis, Spartans win. Lackluster game by Davis, Spartans lose. Do you have a stat you're looking at heading into this one?
And we're not allowed to use turnovers, right?
Yeah, turnovers kind of, I think, goes without saying.
Yeah, it's too cliche. I think the rushing game, you know, the running game is the same one, too, where it's like, oh, you know, whoever has more rushing yards won 43 of 48. I've said it all week. I mean, I think it comes down to the quarterbacks. I think there's an immense amount of pressure on both of them because in the absence of a true running game in a defensive battle against two really physical, fast defenses, you got two quarterbacks that are a little loose with the football. Now, Lewerke got away with, four interceptions last week.
Yep.
Patterson's gotten away with some stuff. The pick in the – it should have been a pick against SMU. It would have been a pick six. Pick in the end zone against Northwestern that got dropped. He's been loose with it too. So I really think whatever quarterback can play cleaner and still take some chances, you're going to have to take chances. The odds that you're just going to have this bevy of throws where guys are running free, yeah, I really don't see that. So whoever could take some chances and not get, you know, bitten by it, I think it comes down to Lewerke and Patterson, who plays cleaner, who takes more chances and lives with it. That, to me, is the separator there, because both offenses are not going to look like they should, because I don't think the running games are going to look right.
The running games, because the defenses are so good, because neither team, despite that Michigan's offensive line is getting a little better, neither offensive line is really any good.
No, and I mean, look, I think Michigan's gotten better. It's not fair to say they haven't gotten better, but look at the starting point. The starting point was garbage.
Right.
So now they're less garbage. They're actually functional, and I respect that. I still have questions about their tackles. For State, they never got a chance to do anything because they were injured from day one. And when you lose in upwards of four guys in your playing group, no. I mean, it's look at what we've put out there. Do you think they ever planned on playing, you know, Bob Buter or whatever his name is? He's a walk-on. You know, now they've got Chewins healthy. That helps to anchor left tackle. They're going to be without Beadle, who's a starter. I think they get Jarvis back. I don't know what's happened to Luke Campbell other than he's not very good anymore. And that's the way it's got to be. So they go in and they looked a little better last week, a little more cohesive. I think they'll handle Michigan's interior okay, but no one blocks Chase Winovich. So I think that's a nightmare. Even if Gary doesn't play, Pay has been really, really functional and productive as a pass rusher. So, yeah, no, I'm not really looking forward to that matchup at all.
All right, so the game for Harbaugh is huge, obviously. We'll get to Mike's dog of the week here in 1 minute. And we were kind of debating this at the end of the show, and we did a crosswalk this morning with Leach about the whole, you know, or else. I mean, if Harbaugh loses, everybody knows his record against Michigan State, his record against the rivals. What's the conversation? Because yeah, it's unacceptable, but I don't see him going anywhere. So is it, if Harbaugh loses, then he's got to win next year? Or do we keep kind of moving the bar? I'm not quite sure where we are with this.
Well, the bar, I don't know. You know my take on that, though, is the bar will always get moved when you're running a cult. You know, you can't get rid of the cult leader. You can't speak poorly of Dear Leader. You'll be exiled from the flock.
But I have a feeling Dear Leader will be less popular after a loss
on
Saturday.
Oh, I agree with that, and you're right. And, Jamie, look, I think it's as simple as if he doesn't beat Ohio State, I think he loses a good amount of the fan base.
Yeah.
Not a majority, but a good amount. Because if I said to you at the start of the year, you will lose to Notre Dame, Michigan State, and Ohio State, not win the East, and now be 1-8 versus your primary rivals. You'd say, fire that man. You'd say he's John Cooper.
That's true.
So, I you know, again, how That's they true. Choose to do things is their business. It's just you can't do that and get away scot-free. The problem is when you hire your perfect coach, you got a hell of a hard time getting rid of him because you don't know what's on the other side. Right. Who the hell would you hire?
And I just don't think it's good to have four coaches within 12 years. I think that doesn't do anything for anybody.
No, he's got the best job in America, honestly. He doesn't have to do much, gets paid a ton of money, doesn't have a boss, and really can't get fired unless it goes sideways. I don't believe he'll ever be fired. I think he'll either leave or retire.
I think he could if they have a few years, if he wins 7 games or 6 games, yes.
But, like, okay, if you look at scheduling right now, what is winning 8 or 9 games?
Realistically,
you only have 3 or 4 tough games a year.
I know, but that's what they've been the last 15 years anyway, so it's not nothing different.
It's not good enough.
I know.
It's not good enough. It's just, that's crazy to me. But
all right.
I'm an East Coast bleephole. I have different expectations.
Let's get to the dog. Stoney, take over.
All right. The dog of the week has been really, really good. My predictor of what Mike's dog of the week will be has been really good. I had Duke last week. Tough ones to predict what Mike is. One of these weeks, I want to get what he's going to do. I was debating about Memphis going up against Missouri.
Michigan State?
Nah, I'm not going to go there. That's too obvious.
All right.
But I am going to go. I am going to go with MSU. Mississippi State -6.5 at LSU. LSU coming off an emotional win in Georgia. A little bit of letdown. Mike is a big fan of Joe Moorhead. They coming off a bye. Mike will take Michigan State +6.5 at LSU.
Mississippi State. Yep.
Incorrect.
Stoney is 0-for. He hasn't predicted it yet.
I'm sorry, Michael.
It's okay.
What is it? Now, am I 4-1 or 5-1?
Well, you're 5-2 because Crystal Ball screwed you, and you also took Nebraska against Purdue.
Nebraska.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
that. That's
okay. That was really bad. All right, so 5-2. This one I really like, and I probably like it too much, so tread very lightly here. But isn't Purdue the easiest call of the week? I mean, Ohio State has holes everywhere right now, really banged up. They're not stopping people running right at them, and their offensive line doesn't look great either. Purdue has just been on a torrid pace scoring. You know, they got that freshman, what is it, Rondell Moore. I just think 2-touchdown, road favorite, team that's hot. Hey, Ohio State probably wins, but going on the road and beating an offense like Purdue and beating them by 3 touchdowns, yeah. I don't know if they're up for that right now.
Like,
I watched the Minnesota game.
I think it's 13.5, and I thought about that one. Here's a great stat for you.
Uh-oh.
On the road, Ohio State, 7-0 at Illinois, 7-0 at Indiana, 6-1 at Michigan, 6-1 at Michigan State. The only team they have a losing record on the road, Purdue. They're 3-4 in their last 7 at Purdue.
How about Purdue over the last 10 as a double-digit underdog is 8-2?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
I'm just, you know, sometimes the team is going to win, but the points are just too much. And I think this is a big fan base that they have to counterbalance the spread. So I'll take the points. I'll take the Boilermakers.
All right, Michael, enjoy the game. Enjoy the festivities. Enjoy Big Game Bob today, and we will talk to you next Friday.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks. You too. There he is, Mike Valeni. You can hear him every day, 2-6, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.